shut your trap. I will tell you about a chap that was down and up against a twofer fare. He was not the kind of sharks, he was looking hard for work, but he heard the same old story everywhere. Tramp, 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 keep on tramping, it's nothing doing here for you. If I catch you around again, you will wear the ball and chain. Keep on tramping, it's the best thing you can do. He walked up and down the street till his shoes fell off his feet. In the house he spied a lady cooking stew. And he said, how do you do? May I chop some wood for you? But what the lady told him made him feel so blue. Tramp, 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 keep on tramping, it's nothing doing here for you. If I catch you around again, you will wear the ball and chain. Keep on tramping, it's the best thing you can do. Down the street he met a cop, and the copper made him stop. And he said, when did you blow into town? Go with me up to the judge. But the judge, he said, oh fudge, bums that have no money needn't come around. Tramp, 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 keep on tramping, it's nothing doing here for you. If I catch you around again, you will wear the ball and chain. Keep on tramping, it's the best thing you can do. Finally came that happy day when his life had passed away. He was sure he'd go to heaven when he died. When he reached the pearly gate, there was Peter mean old skate. He slammed the gate right in his face and loudly cried, tramp, 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 keep on tramping, it's not been doing here for you. If I catch you around again, you will wear the ball and chain. Keep on tramping, it's the best thing you can do. So I was walking down the town to find a job one day. I saw a sign that 1,000 men were wanted right away to take a trip around the world in Uncle Sammy's fleet. I signed my name 12 times upon a great big sheet. Stung right, S-T-U-N-G. Stung right, easy mark, that's me. But when my term is over and again I'm free, there'll be no more trips around the world for me. The man, he said, that U.S. fleet, there is no place for slaves. The only thing you have to do is stand and watch the waves. But in the morning, 5 o'clock, they woke me from my snooze to a polished brass and... Oh, wait a minute, no, wait, you have to turn that on. And polished brass and shine the captain's shoes. Yeah. 2 o'clock they woke me from my snooze to scrub the deck and polish brass and shine the captain's shoes. Stung right, S-T-U-N-G. Stung right, easy mark, that's me. But when my term is over and again I'm free, there'll be no more trips around the world for me. One day a dude in uniform to me commenced to shout. I simply slapped him on his jaw and knocked him in and out. They put me right in iron then and said, this is a case. On bread and water then I lived for 27 days. Stung right, S-T-U-N-G. Stung right, easy mark, that's me. But when my term is over and again I'm free, there'll be no more trips around the world for me. Some time ago when Uncle Sammy had a war with Spain, and many of the boys in blue were in the battle slain. Not all were killed by bullets, though not all by any means. The biggest part that died were killed by armor's pork and beans. Stung right, S-T-U-N-G. Stung right, easy mark, that's me. But when my term is over and again I'm free, there'll be no more trips around the world for me.
Oh, I haven't heard that.
All right, I can say that over, and I'm not afraid to say it either. That Joseph Hill was crucified by the capitalists just as much as Jesus Christ was crucified 2,000 years ago. I'm not afraid to say that, because that is my honest opinion.
I wish you'd seen that play.
You know, I am the strike committee, and he said at a strike meeting after we had been on picket duty, he said, if it wasn't for the damn Carnockers, he said, us machinists wouldn't be cut. But the trouble is here, he says, the Carnockers is getting too much wage, too high wages. That's why us machinists don't get what we should have. He didn't give a rap whether the Carnockers was getting anything or not, just so the machinists was getting enough. And that is what I found. And I said then, if that's the kind of a labor union you fellas have got, I said, you're losing a member right now, and I walked out of that meeting and I never belonged to a union since. I have never done a thing against to hurt labor union. I have never had any trouble with the labor union. But I have not belonged to them. I haven't worked for any smaller wages than what I would have had if I'd have belonged to a union. I have made friends among all classes of people. One of my best friends right today is Clayton Cross, the president for the Northwestern Federal. Clayton Cross has done more for me than anyone else that I know of, except the fellow by the name of L. Peterson. He is dead. He was owner for the Blockerstad Music Company. I am not anybody possibly can get under our system. Now, whether I'm right or not, I don't know.
But you don't believe you're free all by yourself.
Live according to the laws that the majority is making for you. But I don't believe that it should be any laws that should restrict you. Your own conscience should be the only law that you should have to obey. We have got to combine to protect ourselves.
Yeah.
I admit that. But you are not free under a proletarian dictatorship. And you are not free under a fascist or capitalistic dictatorship. And not even under a social democratic dictatorship, because the minority is slave under the majority. What is majority today is liable to be the minority tomorrow. Now, who is right? It's a guide, and that's the only law he'll obey. He is the one that is doing the right thing. Kill when he is hungry, but when he is satisfied his hunger, why, he ain't got no desire for killing. But a man will kill for the very thing that he has got no use for, which is money. Now that is my opinion. Talking about in one of his speeches when he first became president. Oh, everything is wonderful. The banks are full of money. Oh, we'll have the best, highest prosperity we've ever had. Nobody needs to worry because the banks have got all the money, more than they know what to do with. I wonder how long they'd live on that money if they couldn't find food to buy for it. If they were thrown up on a desert island, not in the ocean, for instance, shipwrecked, would they build a bank the first thing on that island, or would they go and hunt for food? I think they wouldn't think about the bank or ministers. They had us so scared. Oh, you couldn't sin because you go to hell if you do. Well, what is it to sin? Oh, you couldn't say certain things. You couldn't use certain language. You couldn't swear. Well, Jesus Christ himself swore when he got mad. Yeah. He called his enemies names. He called them snakes. Yeah. And he was perfect. You know, those ministers that we used to read, that we had to go and get confirmed by, I'll tell you a story about one. That's a good one. He never was married. And he had 7 children that was out of wedlock, with his housekeeper. And there was a tramp, was considered a tramp. He also lived with his housekeeper, and he had 3 children with her. And one day the priest, you know, he come and he was telling them this. He says, "Oh, say, Strumball," he says, "you shouldn't live like that," he says, "the way you're doing," he says, "living with Martha like that," he says, "and don't get married to her," he says, "and all this and that." Strumwell, he looked around and he says, "Say," he says, "you and I shouldn't be complaining about his others," he says, "we've got it good," he says. "You feed your whore," he says, "and I'll feed mine," he says, "and we'll both be happy." That's what he said to the minister. It was like a tiger, he'd be standing there. And all of a sudden, you know, if he wasn't paying that real attention to it all the time, he'd turn around and he'd come with his fist and he'd just hit you one by you thinking one evening, one Saturday night, with some farmers, and they were playing cards. And all of a sudden, he hollered out, "The diamond says trump, you damn fools!" He hollered. And then the farmer, they bit with him, that, because he said it in Swedish, but I'm trying to translate it into English. The farmer, he said to him that, "I bet you, is it anything, that you wouldn't dare say that in the pulpit in the morning." Oh yes, he was going to say it in the pulpit. So they were sitting there waiting for the minister to start, you know, and all of a sudden he hollered out, "Diamonds the trump, you diamonds the trump, you son of a bitch," he says. "That is what the world's children is saying," he says, "but my children is not going to say that." That the minister today that is opening the Riksdag in Sweden is Yvonne. His name is Hallén. He came from Stockholm, and my brother, he swore up and down that Hallén is a son to this minister that I read. We were taught by the agitators, or the socialist agitators, that was nothing but lies, the whole thing. The Bible, why, don't read the Bible, it's nothing but a lie. So I believe that, consequently. But I tell you, I have learned different from the life that are, or through experiences since then. I wouldn't say now that the Bible is a lie, because it confirms with the science. Now start shooting up.
Ni var med, har ni hållat för ju var långt för det. grabbar ska ni vara med. Har ni ångan öppen ju ballon för det. Hejsan grabbar ska ni vara med. Har ni ångan öppen ju ballon för det.
Fanten han satt med sitt bergspel på landsvägskanten och sa dudeli, dudeli dig. In i mörkret av alar och tistar och alar och hassel var det fnittrande snack, det var tissel och tassel bland de lummiga skuggorna där. Det var kutt och smek över lummiga grenar, det var kutter och smek över lum. Ja, som jag har förgått.
Vad är det för
värld? Or they had a dance over in the, at the crossroads, out in the open. And then the, well, the boys and girls, why, they got in amongst the bushes, you know, and they were kind of loving in amongst the bushes there, and they had all kinds of fun. And then how they were dancing, you know, and der var balla den präktige taken av flickan. Hon är vacker och fin men har inte till flickan. Hon är jäksam och skojsam och käk. Der var... No, that'll just make a mess. Yeah, I used to remember that whole thing from beginning to end. Yeah, I've been in this country for about 2 years. Yeah, ma'am.
Then I think I go back to
Minnesota. That's fair, y'all. Yeah, that's it.
Go ahead, sing it. I have no voice.
I was it.
Well, you sound good.
Now, there's another one of what is called America Brave. He's a fellow, he was writing home to his sweetheart after he had gotten to this country.
America Brave?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm understanding this
that goes on. That the one
with
the chicken
fly
fried?
And then he's working on Werner Johnson's factory. That's factory and a fabric. That's the same thing, you see. But he got both of them mixed together. But I don't know. I should have taken. På solen jag ser det glider allt fram. Snart är det vid höjmässotiden. Och den som en stund fick önske sig igen bland folk som på kyrkeväg skrider. När solskivan stiger lit så den står, ber mitt över skäret i kommen David jag i dalen. Klockan i går, då ringer fra ton i det sammen.
I'll have to take it a little bit lower, I guess.
That's right.
Men sen ser jag igår på ödsliga fjäll då gunnörer bjällern i klinge står jäntenes flott med sörjer och käll. På vangen var klockan i svinge. Då kommer väl å de susande trav som ellers på Älvsblocks ryggen anklapper dens hall. Springer av obinden hinnanden i skyggen. Det nytter ej stor att tage sin bo och singe i högen sin salme. mitt loft er for høy. Og her er det du som toner ned sig ned og fall ned. Om den som i dag fick blande sin röst med hans mot de övriga stämme. Gud givi att snart det locket mot höst. Gud givi ej att er var jämme. Now I tell you, when you get here a choir that has really trained for singing, you know, mm-hmm. sing that. I tell you, okay, it is really beautiful.
It is.
And there's lots of.
Wrong, but I'm going to tell you. Thank you. Thank you.